Jim Jeanette with Manhattan Area Technical College. We got about 9 minutes remaining in the program here at News Radio KMAN. It's In Focus. Dave Lewis in for Brandon Peoples today. He's a little weak in the voice, so I said, hey, I may be weak in the heart, but my voice is all right.
You got to quit falling apart.
You're not the first person that's told me that here in the last couple of weeks. So,
yeah.
Anyway, you've got I think this has just got to be one of the great opportunities in the history of MATC coming up in Wamego.
We have two. We're going to talk about Wamego quick.
Okay.
We've worked for a year to put this together, and we are purchasing where Blue Stem Electric Company used to be on Highway 24, almost kitty corner from the high school. Since we don't have taxing authority, you know, how do we do this? And we've had to put together a funding package. But one of the things, we've had several meetings with the school districts over there, with the superintendents, and they're all like, can you get here? We want to use you. We want to get our kids in with you. And one of the great things the state has done in the last decade is the program called Excel in CTE. High school kids that are eligible can take qualifying courses in tech ed, and they don't pay anything. We get paid by the state regions through the legislature for the tuition and fees. So they can take classes, they can do CNA, they can do welding, they can do auto tech, things like that. It's grown like crazy, and it's successful. The students have a pass rate statewide of over 94% in those courses. They come out with certificates usually by the time they graduate high school or close to it. They've almost halfway done with an associate's degree. They're ready to rock and roll into the world of work and good jobs. So our chance to put this in Wamego, we'll start with some courses, gen ed courses, some tech courses, some adult ed courses. Our adult ed center, I can't keep up with it. They're going crazy with enrollment, both for GED and ESL. And there's more and more of those people that want that help. In fact, they told me the other day, a guy came in Friday afternoon to our lobby, an older guy. They said, kind of like your age. I said, great. And he said, I understand you guys can help me get my GED. Yeah.
60-something.
Yeah. Wow. So all those things together, and in Wamego, again, I've looked at population data for weeks, and actually I was at a session yesterday from the group at Wichita State that does the population projections for the state, and I rattled off the data for us right back at him. He goes, you're one of the anomalies in the state, because Riley, Gary, Pottawatomie counties, the population projections are double-digit growth through 2044. Mm-hmm. School districts growing, high single digits to double-digit growth. Highway 24 is where things are going to happen. So for us to be in Wamego to start building on building trades, possibly welding, auto tech, health care, and giving these kids, plus community members in the area communities, chances to get into tech ed, do things with gen ed. Our gen ed transfers to K-State. It's a heck of an opportunity for us and for the whole region to push more workforce development and economic development. At the same time, we are working on a proposal. Marvin Wade and I and our crews are working on a proposal to develop a career academy, a formal career academy between USD 383 and Manhattan Tech.
A career academy?
A career academy. There's one in Lincoln, Nebraska. You have Prep KC in Kansas City, different things. Plus, 383's volunteered to be a pilot in the state on work-based learning as a school district, and we'll be their partner. I'm on the Governor's Education Council this year, and that's one of the big things Randy Watson's been pushing. So a lot of good things happening for us, but also for the region, for our students, especially the high school students.
You know, there's so many positives that are happening. You know, it's just like, you know, and Kevin and Tim and I talked about this earlier, that there are so many areas in the state, and I made the connection with counties. There are like 70 counties in Kansas that are seeing declines in population, where here, you know, Rock Creek's got a new middle school they're building. We got a new elementary here that's opening up in Blue Township, or at least, you know, they're starting to break on that. And, you know, here, once again, you see growth while universities are seeing declines in enrollment.
Well, and part of it comes down to balance. You know, we still need professional people.
Yes.
But we need skilled technical people. You need that balance of both.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I look at so much data and statistics. Two-thirds of the jobs right now need a post-secondary education, but they don't need a bachelor's degree, and it's going to keep growing. All of the tech colleges had updated economic impact studies done this spring, or over the winter, actually. I just got ours yesterday. This is 1 year of cohort of students. This was 2017-18 students. and this is from a company called EMSI, they're one of the best in the nation on doing this stuff. Our 1 year economic impact for our service area was $13.7 million. My budget is $6 million. But this is one cohort of students, 1 year. That's equal to 274 jobs.
Whew.
Okay.
And one of the things that you had made mention is that those people stay in the area.
They stay in the area. Next, or tomorrow, actually, I have to give testimony at the legislature. And next week, I'm in Topeka every day because I'm head of the Tech College Presidents Group.
Aren't you the head of?
The average annual rate of return of student investment for going through one of the tech colleges, okay, for us, it's 15.4%. The U.S. stock market 30-year average is 9.9%. The statewide average with the tech colleges is 16.9% of rate of return. Economic impact of the seven tech colleges in the state is $380 million a year, which is equal to, if you take the median price of a home in Kansas, a new home, that's equal to over 2,000 new homes a year or over 6,300 brand new Corvettes. That's the impact of seven technical institutions that have no taxing authority in the state.
Is there any work in the legislature about, you know, trying to have some sort of taxing aspect?
Well, Senator Hawks talked to me about that. We're not going to go out asking for it.
Sure.
You know, we're part of the KBOR system in one respect. I mean, we're coordinated, not controlled by them. We support their legislative ask. But I am being asked on behalf of the tech colleges to give more and more testimony to the different committees. We are seeking support for a tax credit proposal that would allow us to accept donations for capital projects at our campuses, and in exchange for that donation, we could give you a tax credit for your state taxes. We're trying to do some entrepreneurial things that help us build up a donor base, don't have a huge impact on the state budget, really target some things that we need help with. Some other things that if people want to help on April 22nd with Greater Manhattan Community Foundation Grow Green Day, mm-hmm. Tracy, my assistant and our resource development coordinator, will be at the site. So it's a great time for people to give for us, for our foundation, and get that matched. It's a great opportunity. This Saturday, if you like pancakes and you want to support our students in Skills USA.
If you like pancakes.
It's Pancake Day in the morning this Saturday. And Skills USA is a competition, a formal competition in the world, not just in Kansas or the nation. And some of our students qualify to go to regional, state, regional, et cetera, in different competitions. But this is a fundraiser to help with their cause. And then, like I said, open house. 1,000 people at open house. Wow. So it's all good.
Yeah. And the date for open house again?
April 16th.
People can find out more about Manhattan website. Area Technical College at your website.
ManhattanTech.edu.
That's easy. ManhattanTech.edu.
Yep.
Jim, Jeanette, always good to see you.
Good to see you upright.
And on a personal note, I saw on Facebook that you had a wonderful experience with your daughter at Night to Shine Friday night.
She was on the dance floor all evening. Those high school girls that took care of her were fantastic, and she has got the memories forever.
Did you get a few tears, Dad?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why they do that.
That's cool. Thank you.
It's cool to have a community that provides that, isn't it? Yeah. All right. Well, I haven't even pulled up the list of what we have tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday. You know, I'm so out of my element.
It's Throwback Thursday.
That's what it is. News Radio KMAN, I'm Dave Lewis, in for Brandon Peoples, Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and the game this afternoon, all on the way at KMAN. Have a great Wednesday.